Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Beck. It's in studio with Stephen Pickford talking about one of my favorite places to go. Childhood memories galore from a city that I visited since childhood, Plattsburgh, New York. Steve.
Yes, and part of the summertime nostalgia road trip included a stay at the Best Western, the Inn at Smithfield, where we stayed many, many years ago when it was a Howard Johnson's. And in this era when so many things change, and not for the better, this property is still under the same family ownership that it was built back in the 1960s. And Bob Smith is the general manager, and he joins us now on the line from Plattsburgh, New York. Welcome to Travel World, Bob.
Good evening. How are you?
Doing great. Now, I've been telling everyone since I got back from Plattsburgh that the Best Western Inn at Smithfield truly has the most personality of any hotel in Plattsburgh. Just loved my stay there, Bob.
Well, thank you very much. It's all in the, you know, hospitality is a wonderful profession that we have, and I think we have very fortunate to have people who understand that working with us.
The Inn at Smithfield, every time I see it, it's such a warm memory because you drive right by it. It's right off the 87 and Route 3. You know, it's one of the first things you see when you come into Plattsburgh. It's like a warm welcome home every time I see it.
Well, that's great. Boy, that's nice to hear, and we appreciate that. And it's, you know, and you know, names change, but people and the personalities of an organization really do not change. They are, if it's done properly and correctly, it winds up being part of the identity of the institution, and that's what we strive for.
A very friendly staff. I've walked through the corridors, the housekeeping staff, the engineering staff. Everyone said hello, had a warm smile. Everyone went out of their way to make the stay as pleasant as possible. A very sparkling, clean property, beautiful, quiet, comfortable rooms. You sit outside the room, and you got the grass outside, and the grounds are beautifully manicured, and you're just minutes from everything there is to see and do, the shops and the restaurants, but away from that hustle and bustle. You feel like you've stepped in another world.
Well, thanks. That's really what we try to achieve. It's a matter of understanding that our heritage and that we can be an older property, but the same standards of cleanliness, of upgrade, of decor packages, of paying attention to detail are always paramount in the minds of our staff. And I must say that I'm so very proud to be associated with them.
Well, I also love the breakfast because you include a continental breakfast, but this truly is an expanded continental breakfast. You must have the best blueberry muffins I have ever experienced on a hotel breakfast buffet, Bob.
Thank you. I think it goes back to some of our heritage, which we started off in the restaurant business, and we still are in the restaurant business, but when we designed the continental breakfast area, we knew what we had to do to make it friendly to our consumers and not just put out a display of stainless steel and for the food and displays. We had to make it user-friendly and make it and give it a lot of variety. And that was our goal, and hopefully we achieved it.
One of the nice things that's particularly appealing about the property is not just a place you're going to want to go if you want to stay, which is definitely one of the main goals as well, but if you just want to go for a great bite to eat. I mean, you got one of the most up-and-coming chains ever that I've seen. I mean, I see them everywhere, the 99 Steakhouse.
Yes, they do a great job, and it's really unique because we own the restaurant that 99 operates in, and we lease it to them, and we don't really operate it, but we also operate the Ground Round next door, and we have had a great relationship with the two, between the two. Not only is it keeps the competitive juices flowing, but we respect each other, and they are truly professionals at the 99, and they do a great job, And we're just, I just think it's a great marriage. Some of the people that operate other ground rounds thought I was nuts and trying to allow a competitor into my restaurant that I used to operate. But I think it's good for everyone because it gives a certain variety. It gives us competition, gives them competition. And competition is what we've been built on throughout North America and Canada. It's something that is absolutely essential for growth and evolvement as for a business as it goes forward.
I think it's a flash of genius, if you ask me, particularly because, you know, you're going to be staying in a place like Plattsburgh for the weekend. You're going to want a little bit of variety to, you know, check the palate here, check the palate there. So you're going to sit down as
absolutely, and there's some very fine restaurants in town. The two restaurants that you mentioned, 99 Ground Round or Casual Dine, and they are chains, and they are very good in what they do. But we also have some very fine local restaurants, Anthony's, Arnie's, Mickey's, all sorts of little restaurants that have a character to the area that we certainly would be missing if they weren't there. And that's another added attraction to this area.
And especially since the rebirth of Plattsburgh, ever since the Air Force Base closed down, they've opened up now the new airport for incoming and outbound flights. And you've got, in all those years, you've seen so much change. I've been up and down that Route 3 practically all my life and childhood. And to see this one particular distinctive building, the Inn at Smithfield, every time we go by, I mean, it feels like home. I say, you know what? Some of the good stuff has always been the same in Plattsburgh.
Well, you know, that's so nice of you to say that because that's really what we strive to do because the age of a building does not necessarily determine the quality of the building. And the quality of the building is determined by the people within. The quality is determined by how they evolve and putting in duvets and pillow top mattresses and wireless high-speed internet connections. All of those things can happen within the four walls of an existing building that was, the first part of it was built in 1965. So, and there has been succeeding additions over the years. But, all of that can be modernized and contemporized to what it is today.
And that's one of the things that I find that is the most important of all. What you mentioned is the people that make the difference. Because seriously, as you move and you move forward and you renovate and then all the mechanical details are there these days. Internet is big these days. It's a question of parking and other, standard amenities that you find in hotels in which this particular property is front and center with. What you always remember going to a place is the people. I mean, and for people like Stephen and me, when we do our traveling, we're always looking at the heritage, the history, because we love learning. This is what we like to do about this, is meeting the people. So when we meet a property that is so memorable, how the people went out of their way to make us feel welcome, make us feel at home, we're going, wow, we want to go back there just to see these people again.
Well, I hope you make a tape of this so that I can share it with my staff, because they are the ones that truly understand the mission, the vision of hospitality, and we really believe it. And I thank you for making those comments, and I'll be sure to pass it on to those who deserve it.
Well, that's for sure, because you can tell when people put their heart into their job. I mean, we've gone to an awful lot of places, and we've seen an awful lot of names around the world, and there's the perfunctory level of service, and there's the one where you can tell the people really love what they're doing. And my kudos to the people involved in staff training and in hiring, in fact, because this property, you've done something definitely very, very right.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your comments.
And I really found it relaxing as well. You have the indoor pool. When we first went there in the 70s, it was the outdoor pool, but now it's all enclosed. And what a great place to spend an entire day. And I noticed so many families enjoying themselves. You can have the pool view rooms and pool side rooms there. Very beautiful. And of course, who can forget the business center and a nice area to sit just off the lobby there where you can get out of your room and have sort of that large lobby style feel, living room feel to get away from your room. So some very nice features at the Best Western, the Inn at Smithfield. Now, where can our listeners get more information? Your website, your telephone number as we come to the close of this segment.
Well, we would love anyone to give us a call at area code 518-561-7750 or and then go to extension 0. And then we also have a website at www.nineplat.com. And you spell that out as N as in Nancy, I-N as in Nancy, E-P-L-A-T-T.com. And that address will get you our website. And the interesting part of that 9 Platt, people always ask me, where did that come from? Well, it started back in 1956 in our first restaurant, which was a Howard Johnson's, on the corner of Route 9 and Cumberland Head, was on Route 9, and we were in Plattsburgh, so my father came up with a very creative name of 9 Platt.
Well, that's a great, great name, and your father's still doing well, and you went down and visited him the time I was there, so glad to see that he's still doing well as well. So
I did. It was it was so nice to spend some time with him, and, you know, it's... it's very important to all of us to have that relationships.
Well, Bob Smith, General Manager, Best Western, the Inn at Smithfield, Plattsburgh, New York. Keep up the good work. Highly recommended. Our place to stay in beautiful Plattsburgh, North Adirondack Mountains. Take care.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Bye-bye.
Travel World Radio, via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's